This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2019 for the final hour of our final day of broadcasting here with you in our remote studio. It's Ian.
Chris.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Hey, coming up next month, Free Talk Live will be going to Freedom Fest, which is happening July 17th through the 20th at the Hotel Paris in Las Vegas. I've never been to Vegas before. I've heard a lot of good things about it, although Mark has been to Freedom Fest, which has always been held in Vegas. He says it's a great event, and it is apparently the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world, is the claim. And this year's theme is the Wild West, Liberty and Opportunity, or Lawlessness and Violence. Speakers including Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, and more. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you can learn more about the event there. Grab your tickets and use coupon code FTL50, that's FTL50, for a discount. Plus, at the website freedomfest.com/FTL, you will get the five best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, and Heather McDonald, as well as John Mackey, all free. And you can watch them by going to freedomfest.com/FTL. Remember the code FTL50 for the discount, and we'll see you in Vegas July 17th through the 20th. We'll look forward to that, which will be a totally different event than this one. Hotel conventions are very different from Porkfest. There's really nothing quite like Porkfest except for the Porcupine Freedom Festival 10 years ago. A lot of people were making comparisons, especially last night. Jay Noon posted in the Porkfest Telegram chat room last night that he said it felt exactly like, I mean, I'm paraphrasing basically, but he said last night that it felt very much like the old Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Porkfest is revitalizing the movement, I think, in a major way.
Really?
I think so, too. I feel an optimism here that I haven't felt. I mean, I remember 2 years ago or something, I was looking down at the party, and it was like half the size of the year before, you know. And
the party meaning the camp?
Looking down over the campfire and, you know, the number of people and all that. It was like half the number before.
You're referring to it, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where they have like a massive campfire. This has not happened at Porkfest yet, but there's nothing that I don't think would prevent it from happening.
Somebody needs to bring the wood, or maybe not somebody brings the wood, maybe encourage as many people as want to throw in two or three bundles.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
That'd be a cool project.
None of these things have to be paid for by one people.
Right.
We know the kinds of things we need. So just bring them.
That'd be a cool thing to organize for 2020.
Absolutely.
Sorry, so you were saying the camp.
I'll be the fire master for 2020 if you want.
So you were saying the amount of people at the fire seemed to dwindle at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, it was just the whole energy, I guess, that that year was just subdued. I think that was the year that you weren't there.
I see.
And I remember sitting down, and the only person who seemed as sad about it as I was Nick Billings, and he was sitting up on the on the hill, and I actually sat down and smoked a bowl with him. And,
you guys have had your issues.
Yeah, we have, but you know, you gotta get over things. You can't be worried about something 10 years later.
I agree.
You know, that stuff just adds up and fills your brain with uselessness.
So I'm glad to hear that you guys picked up on that vibe, because there's definitely a very special vibe here.
Yeah, it's something I haven't felt since, I would say the last time I felt this confident about the Liberty Movement was probably the year of the Agora drinking fountain.
God, how many years ago was that?
That was 2012. That was when I got arrested.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
See, for me, I can't. There was a big change right around that time, and it maybe probably I guess while I was in jail was really when I came out of jail, everything seemed
felt different.
More subdued here.
So
maybe that
wasn't
me.
Just you. I mean, it probably wasn't just you, because things are different, for sure. And
yeah.
I'm glad to hear
now
that.
I feel it coming back.
That's awesome. So let's talk about your speech today, because you're not just here as a vendor for ThinkPenguin.com or Freedom Decrypted, which is your radio show, Chris, but coming up here, just as soon as you basically walk away from our table in a few moments, you're going to be going over to the Alt Expo tent, and you will be giving a speech on decentralized media.
That's correct. Yeah, so it's basically taking back like the public forum, so to speak. There's been very much a reaction by centralized media like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to take down accounts and ban all sorts of things from commenters if there's like a little kid in the video or people in the, I don't know how, I would say libertarians as well, but I was thinking actually more conservatives, who have been banned from platforms.
We've seen Alex Jones, of course, get taken off plenty of different platforms recently.
Anti-vaxxers have been targeted. Basically people that seemingly especially the socialists, don't like. And
who, in a lot of cases, are programmers and run, you know, IT departments and these companies.
They've been undermining
their own movement.
There's
a lot of rightists,
Stephen.
There's a lot of rightist engineers too, though. Yeah, it's I would say there's a
it
pretty
feels
even
hard
mix.
Lefty though.
It's 50-50.
Really?
I would say it's 50-50. What do you think?
But I think it's probably.
What about
50-50.
The libertarians? Though?
I would say in that's California a, though,
I would
it's
say
much lefter.
I think
people like I wouldn't
I don't
go to
li-
California.
Hold on, I don't consider libertarians to be on the right. So what do you mean when you say 50-50?
I think about 50% of the tech community is libertarian, and the other 50% is like socialist.
See, that's what but you were saying there's a bunch of righties.
I was thinking right versus left libertarian.
But how many righties are in the tech?
There are a number of righties
like
among the techs. I mean, think of the ham radio operators, mm-hmm. That kind of guy who a lot of them are ex-military, but I think there are a great deal of libertarians. The whole information wants to be free concept. You know, the only way to achieve that, and that is the hacker ethic, and the only way to achieve that is no regulation.
I think the hacker ethic is principally a libertarian leaning at a minimum, if not libertarian.
Yeah, I would say that it is libertarian. I think a lot of them have had some twisted notions about economics installed that need to be fixed up.
I think,
but they can be fixed, because the thing is, the way I explain it to engineers, a free market is an intelligent agent system.
Yeah, I think until recently, I was shocked. I'm actually shocked that there are socialist like tech people who come in and they come off as being very anti-hacker to me and anti-libertarian for sure. And that's actually more of a surprise to me, because I didn't used to see that at all. And now I do in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years.
And you are constantly going to conferences. In fact, that's why you were late to Porkfest. You were down at a conference that you had to attend. You were speaking at or whatever. Yep. You had this obligation. That's why you showed up on day four.
Yeah, that's correct. And like I said, I was talking, I talked about Porkfest a little bit during my speech, and afterward there was a good, I don't know, like 30 minutes almost probably of questions and answers. And I felt like everybody was talking about like a very libertarian leaning in the room.
Okay, good.
Now, maybe that's just the people who were speaking, raising their hands and actually posting, saying stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a mix. And I do know libertarians, like the organizer of Southeast Linksfest, I'm pretty sure is a libertarian, Jeremy. I unfortunately never have a chance to talk to him, so I don't really know with 100% certainty, but I'm pretty confident that he is. And they've got something called Geeks with Guns, for example, at that event. And like, there's just a lot of libertarian, leaning kind of stuff going on.
Geeks
and
with Guns is a real group. They mentioned that in the Cryptonomicon.
Yes.
So were there actually people packing heat at this conference?
Yes.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. There is a libertarian streak within the free software community. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody. I know.
Well, it's the Eric S. Raymond versus Richard Stallman. Richard Stallman is kind of a lefty.
He's definitely
Eric
more lefty.
Eric Raymond, who wrote The Cathedral and the Bazaar, is very libertarian.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think he self-describes as a libertarian. I think that's correct. I don't necessarily know that I would put him as... I don't know if I think he's a libertarian. I don't know if I would agree with that, you know, but certainly... I don't know.
If he tells me he's my ally, I'm not going to tell him he's not.
Fair enough. Let's get out of the weeds of the who's a libertarian and who's not, and we'll get back into, if you got a few more minutes, I think you do, get back into the idea of decentralizing the media, which is what you're here to talk about. At ForkFest 2019, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up, and of course go to forkfest.party to learn more about this event, which will be happening again in 2020. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are here at ForkFest 2019 for the final edition of this wonderful event. And, of course, you are welcome to join us next year because it's too late for this year, unless you're coming up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a good excuse to meet other liberty-minded folks here in beautiful New Hampshire in the White Mountains. And we are located at Rogers Campground. So in just a few moments, our co-host Chris Wade from FreedomDecrypted.com, which is a tech Freedom podcast, and you host actually with Rich Paul on Saturdays, with the exception of during the Freedom Festival here, because
we won't be live this Saturday.
You've got a fancy video set up, and video is not an option from the campgrounds here, so we haven't been streaming video. You wouldn't be able to do it either.
Definitely we can't.
We can't even stream audio out of here reliably without all kinds of jitter and packets dropping, so yeah, you pretty much can only record stuff here. But check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com. You're literally going to get up as soon as you're done with this segment and walk into the Alt Expo tent to give a talk about decentralized media. And you mentioned in the last segment that there's been this huge problem where, there's been people who've been targeted for their opinions. Unpopular opinions have been targeted on platforms like YouTube and Twitch. They just banned a guy on Twitch recently. I think his name is like Dr. Destructo or something. I forget his name, but they banned him for video streaming in a bathroom at a conference. So he was at a conference in the bathroom and he was live streaming on Twitch. Like, he didn't show anybody junk or whatever.
Yeah.
He was just in a bathroom and Twitch decided he deserves a 30-day ban or whatever for that.
What I'm amazed at is that they're banning people who have like a kid walk through the background, like they demonetize the video. That just blows my mind because it's not even something that would be controversial. It's just because there's a kid in the... Like, there's kids on YouTube, like, all over the place, and they're demonetizing these videos and they're disabling the comments. It's just... I don't know. It's like, it just...
Well, the thing is, anytime you have a corporate entity running things, it's going to be run by lawyers, and lawyers are risk-averse. And so they are going to start... The bigger the thing gets, the more things are going to want to shut down. And the only way around that is decentralization, because then there's no single entity that's big enough to sue and make a difference. You can shut, it's like the torrent sites. Sure, they shut them down all the time. Who cares? They come up all the time.
They keep popping back up.
Yeah. It's like whack-a-mole. And you can, the state, the centralized authority can never win a game of whack-a-mole, because we've got a lot more mole.
That's why they can't stop Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
That's why they can't win the war on drugs, too.
Right. There's thousands of nodes on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So how do you do this with media? What's the solution?
So, basically, over the past year, I've been working towards setting up Freedom Decrypted, the tech show, and I've been doing it using self-hosted and decentralized technology.
That's right. Congratulations, by the way, on your year anniversary for the show.
That's right. I believe it's 1 year as of this week.
Right.
So we basically started, I think, at ForkFest last year. We're going to be talking about how to self-host your own mailing lists using a program called MailTrain and setting up mail servers and setting up something called the library.
Didn't you set up a mailing list for the ForkFest?
Yeah, so there's a mailing list for ForkFest. I mean, once you have the stuff set up, you can set it up for all sorts of different, I've got one for Think Penguin. I've got one for Freedom Decrypted. I've got one for ForkFest.
That's cool.
I got a whole bunch of them now. Because it's just literally a matter of clicking a create new button on.
And how do you send the email out? Is it through a web interface, or just send an email to an email address and then it blasts it out?
You can use any SMTP server, but I did set up our own SMTP server because I don't want them to be able to shut me down, right? So I've already done that, but it is a bit of work. It's by no means a simple thing, and it did take hours. But there are tutorials out there on how to do this stuff. So it's just a matter of basically copying and pasting a few commands, and then there's something called, I think it's mail-tester.com, and it costs a little bit of money. They did you do if you if you have a lot of trouble, you'll probably have to pay for it. But otherwise, there is some, like, 10 free attempts, basically. And so combining the two, you basically can set it up so that you get basically what they call a 10 out of a 10 rating for spam. And basically, it means that places like Gmail aren't going to block your messages. A lot of, email providers, especially the centralized ones, have really strict spam filtering going on. And that's why people usually make the excuse of, oh, it's too much work or it's too hard to set up your email server.
Dude, I'm sorry. Yeah. I have had Gmail, Google's mail service, block its own emails from itself. So the idea that the centralized mail service, I mean, look, they've got a pretty good spam trap, but if they're blocking their own emails as spam coming from their own domain, which isn't spam at all, like, that's terrible.
Yeah, so part of this has to do with the content of the message as well, that they're probably based the blocking on, not the mail server itself.
Spam filters are hit and miss.
Yeah. So one of the things you can do is run it through something like MailTest or before the newsletter that you're trying to send out before you send it out to see, whether or not it's likely
to be blocked.
Right.
Interesting.
So I certainly agree that, these mail settings, they're certainly, these centralized services like Yahoo and Gmail and things are definitely making it more difficult to send newsletters. No question about that.
All right. So what about other media? I mean, you're hitting mailing lists pretty good, but what about video streaming? What about audio?
Yeah, so video streaming, I did self-hosting. There is a video, there's different ways to do it. You can do an Nginx configuration.
This is a web service.
It's a little bit
web
more.
Web server.
It's right.
Oh, that's Nginx.
Mm-hmm. Nginx is like Apache, so it's basically your web server.
Yeah.
And software, and you can either do a configuration that way. Might be a little bit easier, but there's not a web interface for that. But there's another program out there. I'm trying to think what it's called. But
don't you have to have like some sort of a server with a pretty big pipe online to serve out video? Because you can't serve that out of your house. I mean, if you've got than a handful of viewers.
The Nginx configuration is what we call a relay server, and that will relay the video. So you really only have one stream between your house and that relay server, and then from there it basically replaces Google YouTube or I'm trying to think, Facebook I think has something in Twitch, basically replaces that, so you're not dependent on a third party.
Putting it on a cloud, caching copies outside your firewall,
exactly. If somebody were to shut it down, like a host, it would be very easy to get it back up because it's just a matter of spinning up another instance on some other server somewhere.
So it sounds similar to placing a torrent. See, that's what I wanted to use the torrent configuration for, was what you would do is have a channel where you would send out all the torrent files, and then all of your subscribers would start downloading as soon as you published.
And seeding, right?
And seeding.
Once they finish.
Right. So it only has to leave your house a few times, and then your subscribers take over, and they keep seeding until they read and delete the message.
I mean, basically, Nginx is a self-hosted solution. It's not a decentralized solution. Mm-hmm. There was something that was being worked on by BitTorrent, I think, Incorporated, the original BitTorrent people. And unfortunately, it never really took off. And
isn't there something called BitChute? I think Christopher Cantwell was actually using this, I understand it.
I don't know if that's decentralized. I think it's centralized.
I heard it was BitTorrent-based, is what I heard.
It might be, but I think it's still a centralized site. So there are, there's something like Library, basically. And
that's a good one.
That's decentralized.
LBRY.
Right, LBRY.com. I think there's also .io, but I think they changed it recently to .com.
We're short on time, and so are you, because you've got to get over to the Alt Expo tent to give this talk. But thanks for the teaser of it here on Free Talk Live. And more coming up here from ForkFest 2019 in moments. This is Free Talk Live, our website, freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
U.S. preparing to send 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. This is new pictures released from the Navy showing evidence Iran behind the tanker attack in the Gulf last week. The photos show Iranian boats putting explosives on the two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump gears up to announce his re-election campaign. On Twitter, the president writes, "Big rally Tuesday night in Orlando, Florida. Looks to be setting records. We are building large movie screens outside to take care of everybody. Over 100,000 requests. Our country is doing great, far beyond what the haters and losers thought possible, and it will only get better," exclamation point. In other news, Gloria Vanderbilt, who built a fashion empire, has died. She was 95 years old. Her death confirmed on TV by her son Anderson Cooper on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019. ForkFest.party is the website. And another great website, Liberty.menu. The founder of Liberty.menu served me, and his wife actually also served me, some delicious tacos last night. They were cooking right out front of the Quill tent, just a couple rows over from our broadcast tent here at the LRN.FM broadcast booth at Rogers Campground. And they were absolutely delicious. Liberty.menu is a tool for the libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist community. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you can put your voluntarist ideas into action and go to Liberty.menu to let other people know that you exist. Whatever it is that you do, you know, whether it's a business or an event that you're planning or that you want to help promote, or perhaps you have a digital piece of content, maybe you're a creator of videos or audio or whatever that you want people to know about, you can have an entry on their map over at Liberty.menu. And also, it is free to use. So do you want some free publicity for the thing you do? Well, then get over to Liberty.menu and get on the list there. It's also got a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can leave comments. You can have, you know, make friends with people there as well. It's Liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge over at Liberty.menu. By the way, Mark joining me again here. Welcome back.
Yeah, I've just wandered in.
And also wandering in here, Chris Reedman, welcome.
I am a wanderer.
There was a rumor that you might be showing up today.
There was. It's really tough when you own your own business. It's
sure.
hard to get away. It's hard to get the laundry done.
Yep.
It's those kinds of choices we face every day.
Today would normally be your laundry day because Mondays are the day and Tuesdays are the day your business, the Route 101 Local Goods, is closed
yeah.
to the public. So that's the day you got to get all the other stuff done, right?
Try to get everything done, but I really wanted to make sure we made it up here for ForkFest. I mean, it's
your first one.
My first ForkFest, and after reading I don't know how much copy about ForkFest, I was looking at Colleen last night because we were, frankly, a little undecided. And I'm like, you don't understand. Every week I read about ForkFest, we've got to do this. So I'm glad we did, and we've got some stuff for sale.
You've got
good.
The T-shirts and the hats that I've been wearing, by the way, all week here that I've been here, the fucking great hats, which, of course, we talked about the news story around this epic, ridiculous failure of the Keene city government in Keene, New Hampshire, to try to crack down against an innocent restaurant.
Yeah, a pho noodle place.
Right.
Keep us safe from this offensive name, Ian.
Yeah, so that was what they actually said, was that the name was offensive. But it was funny because they said it 8 months after they'd been collecting a rent check from these people, because the city government is actually the landlord
right.
that's renting the building to this pho noodle restaurant, and they've been collecting a check from this named business for 8 months while they've been renovating inside and, you know, trying to prepare to open the place and jump through all the ridiculous regulatory hoops in order to open a restaurant. And then I think it was Christmas Eve, the city manager calls up one of the owners.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, guess what?
Merry Christmas, you're banned.
Well, they didn't ban them, but they did threaten them, and they tried to intimidate them into changing the name of this hilariously named restaurant. Again,
yes.
We live in the town of Keene. It's a pho noodle restaurant, so it's pho Keene. Great. Okay, so hilarious. They, of course, are city workers, so they don't have any sense of humor, these bureaucrats. And the good news is the news got out, and the news went viral.
Oh, yeah, this went international.
It did.
And it went fast.
Suddenly, Colleen and I are looking at each other going, how exactly do you ship shirts to Australia?
Didn't you have Austria as well?
Austria, Australia, yeah. Wales, a bunch of European countries.
Afghanistan?
Places where people do speak English.
Yeah. But it was just absurdity at a level you can only find in government. That's
right.
That's the beauty of it.
And this hit conveniently during the slow season at the store, so that was kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the winter when, you know, it's a little harder to get people to walk through the doors.
We work on our thumb twiddling that time of year.
But that was a good thing because, you know, brought some much-needed revenue into the store because it blew up. There were people who wanted these T-shirts, not just from down the street, but from all around the world. And then, of course, you introduced the Fucking Great hats.
Yep.
And I think, like, tote bags and bumper stickers. And
you bet.
Of course, the shirts are probably the number one seller, I imagine.
Oh, by a big margin. But the hats are popular. They've upgraded the hat a little bit, put... something, some writing on the back. Is that one?
Oh, I must have the old one.
He's got the old one. You probably need to buy a version 2 hat.
What do you got on?
I have version 1, unfortunately.
You don't look so hot now. I haven't given your advice to buy version 2.
Yeah, whoops. So, I save them for our customers.
It's a wonderful thing, and the good news is after the story blew up, the city completely backed down on their threats. They had originally wanted to have, like, a meeting with the owners and to talk about this issue. And the meeting never happened. The issue went away. It just dissolved, basically.
The story they were saying, the allegations, it just evolved. It changed. The first thing she said, and I say she...
The manager?
City manager, Elizabeth Dragon, which I couldn't write a line that would be a better name for
right.
a villain.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Dragon calls up Isabel and tells her that this name is offensive and your sign must come down. So that was the first thing. Offensive, sign has to come down. After the press started up, it's like, no, we never had a problem with the name. We wanted to make sure that the sign met our regulations.
Yeah, right.
It couldn't be larger than 9 square feet. And I'm like...
Yes. Just a lie.
Yeah, completely.
Just a lie.
So they had a little egg on their face, and it was good. And the thing is what people should take away from this is no matter how small, no matter how ridiculous, if you push back a little bit, the odds are really good that they're going to cave. Because most of the time, they don't have a legal leg to stand on. They're just pushing you around. Yeah, they get their kicks from that.
Right, because they can, because most people don't push back. Most people just say, okay, I'll do what you tell me. What do I have to pay? What hoops do I have to jump through? I'm a good citizen. I'm so obedient. I don't want you to be mad at me. And it's understandable. It's hard to blame somebody for just jumping through the hoops and doing what they're told because they don't want the government to continue to mess with them, right?
Right.
Because there is the chance that they'll keep finding problems.
Sometimes the bully will leave you alone if you give them your lunch money one time. But a lot of times they're going to come back for the lunch money over and over again because that's what they do. And if these bureaucrats don't have somebody to mess with every single week, then what is the point of their job?
Yeah.
Like, what are they there for if they're not messing with people? And that's what their job is. Their job is to mess with people who are otherwise just trying to make a living. And, you know, they've taken care of all the big threats or whatever. And so now they need little threats. And one of the little threats is somebody whose name, when it's written, looks nothing like an offensive statement. But when it's pronounced, then it might sound like an offensive statement. So we, by God, we have to protect, well, not the young people, because the young people think it's funny.
Right.
Not
the children. Just say the children, Mark, and leave it at that.
Then the children have to have been taught by somebody what the F word is,
right?
Because otherwise, pho is just a soup that you buy. That's a beef soup that you buy that's made from Thailand, or
and you have to know how to pronounce it properly,
right?
As well,
right? Well, even pho-keen,
it's still kind of funny that way.
Still hits the same chord.
Right.
So you have to presume that the parents have allowed their kids. Oh, I know why it is. It's the government's fault because most of the kids go to government school, and that's where they learn the F-bomb anyway.
That's where I learned it.
So here's the government teaching kids, or all of our kids, the F-bomb, and then trying to protect them from it when it's written differently. I don't even understand. Really what it's about, old cranky people who have nothing better to do that might have complained to the government, or it's just the government bureaucrats themselves. It's control freak bullcrap.
Absolutely. So you're here to enjoy the last day of Forkfest. Having been to, when was the last Porcupine Freedom Festival you attended?
Probably about 3 years ago.
3 years,
yeah,
all right.
Probably slipped down. Again, it was probably only a day trip, but...
What day do you remember what it was, like toward the end of the festival?
Saturday, usually Saturday.
So basically Saturday would have been like the last day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Compared to what you're seeing here, I mean, what do you think so far?
I'm impressed. I've seen so many people that I know, and I ask them, when'd you get here? Thinking most people would just say, we're here for Porkfest, we're just a day early. So many people came up here for Forkfest. It's impressive.
I love it. And Chris Reitman from the website. Well, what should we give out for people to go get the Fakim great hats?
Route101gifts.com. Perfect. Or you can go to fakimgreat.com and you can order through there too.
Perfect. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
bug in me. I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are at ForkFest 2019, and this is the final moment, the final segment of this particular episode of Free Talk Live. This 5 days of broadcasting from the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains, just nestled right within an incredible mountainous view. Mark, you were commenting on it again as we were getting up this morning, and just had an amazing night last night, I gotta say. It was really a blast welcoming Chris Wade into the park. I don't think you were here when he told his story about what happened.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Oh, you were here for it? Okay, great.
I wasn't on the air, but I was sitting
back. Yeah, I didn't realize you were here for it. So that was really entertaining when that went down. And, of course, the whole thing isn't over yet. By the time you're hearing this broadcast tonight, we will be within the final night of ForkFest for 2019. I actually had the executive director, or I guess the executive director who's temporarily on hold on a maternity leave for the Free State Project, stopped by a few moments ago and had some kind words for ForkFest. She seemed to be pretty impressed with the number of people who are here. And it is significantly larger than it was in the last 2 years.
Keeps getting bigger.
And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out next year when people are talking about moving it to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Because, you know, right now, you could argue that at least on this day, there's some number of people that are here because they want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival only, but they just showed up a day early. But yesterday, you couldn't really make that argument, and certainly most of the people that were here yesterday came in Saturday. There was just a long process of people just rolling into the park all day.
Procession, yes.
Yeah, procession on Saturday. So, like, there's definitely a lot of people that came here to be here for ForkFest. Now, I'm sure a lot are going to stay for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Absolutely.
Because why not? Why wouldn't you want to...
For the pre-party.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to stick around? And it was an epic pre-party last night. You went to bed pretty early, but, I had been going to bed early, and I actually got in maybe at around 1 a.m., so I didn't stay out too late, but I could have. man, I mean, there was plenty of people out, plenty of people to talk to, lots going on all around the, there was like no shortage of places to stop and talk to folks last night.
Yeah. Well, my son was having a rough time. You know, the kids can get overloaded with too much to do during the day, and it was time to put him to bed. So we read some comic books, and off we went.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Any highlights from yesterday?
You know, for me, it's just walking around and talking to people.
Yeah.
I like to see people that, in a lot of cases, I don't get to see but once a year. And so it's a pleasure to be able to do that and, you know, catching up and that kind of thing.
That's really about all you can do while you're here. The only way I can get any kind of work done is if I'm alone, like on the hotel balcony or something like that, just kind of working outside or maybe even in the hotel room. So I'm not talking to people in that case. Because otherwise, it's like I was saying, if you want to get from point A to point B in this park, you go ahead and allocate an hour because you, unless you want to be rude to people and be like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now. And I mean, people understand, but, you know, it's nice to just be able to kind of meander through the park and stop and talk as long as you need to.
You know, and you're talking about getting work done here. It's almost impossible for anybody else. You have a special phone set up where you, I don't know, can get
I have a Google Fi, so I can, the phone actually can use three different wireless carriers. So it's Sprint, U.S. Cellular, and T-Mobile. So whichever one's the best signal is what the one it'll pick.
Right. So, you know, you can get internet connectivity. I basically can't.
Yeah, I've burned up like 2 gigs of my phone's internet so far over the last, maybe even 3 gigs over the last few days. Coming up here today, actually, Mark, you and I are going to be a little bit late due to our recording schedule here for one of our co-hosts, Jay Noon, who is having his first wedding anniversary. Because last year at Forkfest, he and his now wife, Shailen, got married.
Yep. I married him.
That's right. That's right. As a minister of the Shire Free Church.
That's right. For those that...
You conducted a stateless wedding.
That's right. No no government signature on the certificate. They're just married because, you know, before God and man.
Because they said so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they agreed to it.
Right. They don't need the government involved in their marriage. Why would you?
I thought it was a beautiful ceremony. You did a great job. And it wasn't your first wedding.
No, it's not. I can't...
two or three, I think, now?
I think I've
you
done...
You did Melanie's.
Yeah,
right?
I did Melanie's. It might have been my first, and then Melanie was my second.
Okay, so only two so far.
Yeah,
then.
I can't really remember. I was there for Rich Paul marrying a couple, but... Yeah.
Now, was Melanie stateless as well, or did they go ahead and get a permission slip from the government?
Stateless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
I know guess Rich... I'm the go-to for that.
It's awesome.
I'll put up with it. I'll sign anything.
So, well, you didn't have to sign anything, right? Because it was
yeah,
a stateless wedding.
I signed them all. As the minister, I signed them.
What did they have you sign?
Well, usually
like
they...
Like a state and an agreement?
Right. Well, nobody wants to show a marriage certificate. These are forms from the government. You
right.
want something that has, you know, a
something
border.
Something official looking.
You know,
but...
Flowers and filigree and things like that. So there's lots of marriage certificates out there are not state marriage certificates.
So they just picked one online and kind
sure.
of filled it out.
I mean, George and Martha Washington, mm-hmm. their stuff was written in their Bible by a minister. And, you know, probably married this day, the, you know, July 4th, 1776, or whenever they get married, I don't know the date, probably before that. And, you know, to buy the ministers and the witnesses, and you just use a page out of the Bible and write it in there. So that's what they do.
So that wedding anniversary is happening here, which is nice to see a wedding actually, you know, that happens at one of these festivals, because there have been a few weddings at the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the years, and I think the only one that survived was the gay wedding. Remember, there was two ladies that got married. One of them became a state representative mm-hmm. who ended up turning into a Democrat later on and kind of is not really within the libertarian community, but she's not hostile towards the libertarian community. But I think she's still together with her her marriage partner. But there's two straight weddings that I can think of that happened, or no, I guess only one. There was a second one that was going to happen at Porkfest, but it ended up at Hempfest. That one didn't last 6 months, and the other one didn't last 6 months. So Jay and Shailen, may they continue on as a happy couple.
May all the weddings at Forkfest be fruitful and multiply, whereas the ones at Porkfest, sorry for the you know the dark pallor that's fallen all over it.
So we're going to be missing the beginnings.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to be missing just the very beginnings of that event, but you know the broadcast must be done. And then coming up for us, Mark, we have an interview. With today, it's going to be, I think, at 3 o'clock, but we've got an interview with like a a researcher. Sociologist or like a researcher. We've been there's a guy named Oded who's been coming here to New Hampshire and
to study us libertarians.
Right, and he's very very intelligent, very you know, interested in what's going on in the libertarian movement as a whole. He's not just studying the Free State Project liberty community, the New Hampshire community, but apparently he's also been studying other areas of libertarian activists and such. And so, like, literally, he's been working at this for 4 years. And I asked him the other night, because he also just kind of hangs out, which he's also studying while he's hanging out. But he's real friendly. And so I said, well, how long have you been doing this? He said, 4 years. Well, how long is this going to take?
Yeah, you call this studying, dude? Have another drink.
Yeah. How long is this? I don't know if he drinks.
I don't think he drinks.
How long is this going to take? And he said that he thought it was going to originally be 3 years, but instead it's going to take at least 3 more years. So
wow.
Literally a 7-year-long study of the libertarian movement. It's fascinating stuff. I hope we'll get to read it, you know, when he's all done.
Hope I live long enough.
Yeah. And so I guess he's going to have us with a couple of the other Keeniacs. I think Matt Roach is going to be there, who we've had on a couple times on Free Talk Live. And he wants to, I guess, my understanding of what's going to happen today is we're going to have like a panel discussion just with him. It's not going to be something that, I think he's going to video record it, but it's not going to be like on a stage or anything.
Well, he needs to take notes of it, yeah.
Yeah. And he's going to be presenting us with some of the issues or difficulties maybe that libertarians in California have been having and kind of get our perspective on those situations, on what's, you know, going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on in California, so it'll be interesting to hear, like, you know, that's got to be a really crappy place to be as a libertarian.
I've heard the defenses of it, and from a civil libertarian standpoint, supposedly things are pretty good in California.
You mean like you can smoke weed?
And supposedly speech and, you know, stuff like that.
What, the speech is more free in California?
That's
the idea?
I've just read some stuff about some people making the defenses on Facebook. I'm not here to make the defense.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you can't retrofit the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, working for freedom in New Hampshire is pointless, too. So.
Well, you're wrong about that. I mean,
I know how you feel.
Yeah, well, it's not just a feeling. It's evidence. I mean, we've got people who are free staters, people who are libertarians, who've been elected to the state house. That has, like, basically
never
happened.
That's not going to happen in California, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has basically never happened almost anywhere else in the United States,
yeah,
with the
almost.
Exception of,
yeah.
Like, Nebraska. There's, like, one state senator there who is a libertarian.
Well, so you're using a sliding scale, though. You're saying libertarians that have run as Republicans and Democrats here, and you're not giving any credit for any libertarian that might have run as a Republican or a Democrat elsewhere.
They may exist, but we've never heard about them and what they're
I've
doing
heard of,
or whatever.
Ones out in Nevada and things like that.
Yeah, but are they real libertarians? I doubt
that's
it.
What the problem is, is that you're now using your scale of what a real libertarian is, and it's a little slippery because you'll give a wider berth to a New Hampshire, not quite a real libertarian, but we'll call him a libertarian, versus a...
No, I'm pretty strict with what with who I call a libertarian, so...
Well, then what's the number of them in the state house?
I wouldn't say more than 2 dozen. Maybe about 20.
I don't even know that... I mean, I don't know where you've got this list that you've
seen. Oh,
there's
a handy progressive hate group that actually makes a list almost every time they run, and I check it. Don't worry, I've been
checking
the list.
But that's a free staters, and free staters aren't necessarily...
That's what I'm talking about, though, the most libertarians. We'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.